Sit up again. We'll continue speaking about Abraham. And of course, we've been speaking about Abraham and that great life of faith, you remember, boys and girls, that he lived before God. And faith, you remember, once again, is believing God, believing what God says, trusting in what God says, obeying God when he speaks to us in his word. Now, last time we looked at what we said was really the greatest event in the life of that man, Abraham. Very strange event. You remember it was when God told him to take his son, his only son Isaac, and go up and offer him as a burnt sacrifice on Mount Moriah. And although a very strange incident, boys and girls, at the same time, one of those incidents in the Old Testament that draws us a picture, if you like, about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ into this world and how he would die on the cross for everyone who would believe in his name. You remember what Isaac said? He said, "Father, where is the lamb for the sacrifice?" And you remember what Abraham said? He said, "My son, God himself will provide a lamb for the sacrifice." And of course, he was really speaking about that day when Jesus would come, whom the Bible calls the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, and when he would die on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins. Great incident, tremendous incident, boys and girls, and though a strange incident, yet one of the greatest of all in the life of Abraham. Now this morning, I want to tell you about two other incidents in the life of Abraham. One you would call a sad event, and the other I'm sure you would call a glad event. Now the sad event, in fact, was when Sarah, Abraham's wife, died. Sarah was very old, of course, when she died. And you know this, boys and girls, that it comes that time in our life when each and every one of us will have to die. And Sarah, as I say, was very, very old at this time, and so Sarah died. Now, although she was very old, of course, Abraham missed her very much when she died, and he was very sad. And the Bible tells us, in fact, that he went in to where the corpse of Sarah was, and he cried, he wept, because they had lived a long, long life together. You think of some of the things that they had been through together. God had called Abraham, you remember, many, many years before, out of Ur of the Chaldees. They had traveled together into the land of Canaan. They had gone through many things. They had seen Isaac born as their son, even though they were old. And so although Sarah herself now was very old, still withal, when she died, Abraham was sorry, was sorrowful because of that. And the Bible tells us that Abraham wept. However, he knew that it was all right with Sarah. He knew that it was well with Sarah. He knew that Sarah had faith in God just as he had faith in God. And although she had left this world by dying, still she was going to be with God forever and ever until the time of the resurrection. Now, the resurrection is that time when every person who has ever died, every person will be raised up out of their graves to stand before God. Abraham went away back into the land of Canaan, and Abraham purchased a cave, a tomb, to bury Sarah in. And there he laid Sarah, and there she rests until that day of the resurrection. Remember, boys and girls, that each and every one of us has to die. Each and every one of us will be raised up at the resurrection to stand before God, and it's only if we have died believing in God, then we will be raised up to be with God in our body and in our soul forever and ever. Very sad event in one way, but an event that came now near the end of Abraham's life. The other one was a very glad event. And isn't this the case, boys and girls? Sure, you know this. Sometimes you can be very sad. Sometimes you can be very glad. There are things that happen in life that make us very sad. And there are things that happen in life that make us very glad. And you can get those things even in one day. Isn't that the case? Well, after that sad event that we're told about, we're then told about a glad event in the life of Abraham. And it was, in fact, when Abraham decided that his son Isaac should have a wife. Now, that's a glad event. It might seem strange to us that it was Abraham, the father, who decided that Isaac should have a wife, should have a bride. But that's how it was in those days and in that land where Abraham lived. And so Abraham took his servant, an old man called Eliezer, and he said to Eliezer, I want you to go away into the land of Mesopotamia, and there you will find a wife, a bride for my son Isaac. Bring her back here, and then we'll have a wedding. We'll have a glad event, you see. We'll have the marriage of Isaac, my son, and the bride that you find for Isaac. So Eliezer, he was like Abraham. He was faithful too. He believed God. And so he got all the camels ready and everything that he needed. And he went away in that long, long journey to Mesopotamia. And he went there believing that God would lead him. And here's what he said, boys and girls. He said, now, how will I know who this one is, who is to be the wife for Abraham, my master's son? And so he lifted up his heart to God, and he said, now, Lord, I'll come into this village, he said, and I'll go to the well. And at night when the young women come out to draw water out of the well, I'll say to some young woman, let down your bucket into the well and give me drink. And if he says, the young woman says, I'll let down the bucket and I'll also give your camels drink, then I'll know that that's the one that you have chosen to be Isaac's bride. And so he went into that village and he stood there at the well and he waited and he waited. And this young woman came out and she began to work at the well. And Eliezer said, let down your bucket and give me some water. She let down the bucket. She gave him water to drink. And then what do you think? She said, now I'll let down the bucket and I'll give your camels water to drink as well. My Eliezer's heart must have lifted up. This is the one. This must be the one that is to be Isaac's wife. And so he went into the home of that young girl. Her name was Rebekah. And he told Rebekah's father why he had come. And Rebekah's father said to her, said, now, will you go with this man? Do you want to go and be the wife of Isaac, Abraham, the man of God? And she said that she wanted to go. Off they went. Isaac met her and they were married. And so you see, in Abraham's life, a sad event that the Bible tells us about, the death of Sarah, but a glad event, the event of the wedding of Isaac, his son. And I'll tell you especially why it was a glad event. You see, boys and girls, always remember this, that our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was to come into this world, he was to have a mother. He was to be born of a mother. Her name was Mary. And Mary, of course, her family was to go way, way, way back, right back to Abraham himself. Further back, of course, but back to Abraham. And Abraham, of course, had really only one son, Isaac, in whom the promise of the coming Messiah, Jesus, was to be. So he needed to have a bride for Isaac, his son, so that that bride, Rebekah, so that she might have children, and their children might have children, and on and on and on, until Jesus would be born into this world. And it was because of that promise that Abraham sent Eliezer to fetch a wife for Isaac, his son. And Eliezer, of course, wasn't he faithful? Didn't he believe God? Didn't he depend on God? Didn't he pray to God? And you see that great lesson again, boys and girls, that in all things we are to try to be faithful to God, to believe him, to trust in him, to do what he says. So remember then, a sad thing that happened in Abraham's life when Sarah died, glad thing that happened in Abraham's life when Isaac, his son, was married to Rebekah. And so the whole story of the Old Testament that God has given us will go on and on and on.